Well, good morning, New Horizons Church. It's good to see you here in this place. For those who are online, we welcome you as well. It's wonderful that we can worship together on this day. It's going to be a different day, but it's going to be a really good day. And I'm excited for what we have to do today together. I want to share with you that next Sunday is a holiday weekend, and so for those who are here, Pastor Doug will be speaking. If you are not in the house and you're out of town, I just want to encourage you to log on to Facebook Live at 10:45 next Sunday, and you'll be able to see the service that way as well. Of course, like, share, and follow so that those who are with you or who are not with you will know where you are and that you're in worship with us together. The following Sunday, there'll be a special guest speaker as well, and that'll be, I believe it's going to be Phil Moffitt is going to be speaking on the 13th, on the 20th, Pastor Dave, and on the 27th, Pastor Mark Richardson from our state office of the Church of God will be here to share with you as well. Deb and I will be taking a leave for a month. We're going to be gone, and we're going to just be traveling, seeing some family, resting. I think there's a place that we're going to be where there's no Wi-Fi and no cell service. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to disconnect. That's a scary thought, but anyway, that's what we're going to do. But we want you to know that today we are fully here, and we are fully engaged in what's going to happen. God is in this place, and we truly want to bless him today. Part of the blessing of the Lord is to recognize those who have given in service into the ministry of the church and to lives of those who are who are in need of direction, who are in need of guidance and leadership. And so we get to honor a couple of people today, and they're not wanting this. They didn't ask for this. In fact, they probably thought twice about showing up today. But we want to honor the Thompsons. Mark and Diana have been serving in ministry here for several years, and we want to give them a moment to see some of that ministry reflection.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark and Diana. Just looking at all of those pictures, it just reminds me that when we had fun in this church, Mark and Diana were there. And 9 times out of 10, it was their idea. We had a lot of fun together. And we look for many more times with you as well. I just wanted to read a thank you note to you. And this is, I'm sure, from all of us and from our hearts. It has been a privilege and an honor to have you as our children's ministry leaders. You came into this ministry, eyes wide, with the wonder and possibilities of sharing Jesus with kids. Your energy, enthusiasm, and desire to make learning about the Bible fun was an encouragement to all of us. We have enjoyed watching you grow and mature in Christ as you discipled the children of NHCC. Your desire to make prayer a key component in the kids' church time and gave the kids a pathway to express their faith in God and exercise it. We know that God worked through you and gave you strength to carry out your children's ministry mission. We know that there were times of discouragement and weariness, but your reliance on him to bring new life and inspiration to the ministry proved God's faithfulness over and over. We understand that the conclusion of the season of ministry is difficult. Please know that this is not truly an ending, but a beginning of what God is going to build next on the foundation of the children's ministry he led you to build thus far. This is the passing of the baton to the next runner with fresh legs and an eagerness to continue the race. Your honesty and willingness to humbly pass it on is a testimony to your integrity and true love for these kids. We look forward to what God is going to do in you and through you next. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Philippians 2:13. Who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us? To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Ephesians 3:20-21. Mark and Diana, we truly thank you. And we just ask that you would come up here and receive our thanks as we pray over you and for into the next journey. If anybody wants to come around and pray over them with us, that would be awesome. Dear Lord, we just thank you for Mark and Diana. We thank you for commissioning them into the depths of the children's ministry and over these last 11 years. And Lord, we look forward to what is next for them. And Lord, we just pray your blessing on them. And we pray that you will just reveal to them all the amazing things that you have next and in store. And we just want to express our gratitude. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, kids, don't go sit back down. I need your help. Mark and Diana have, over the 11 years, of course, taken over music downstairs as well. So the kids have been downstairs doing music with them. And I ask that you guys, in honor of your last Sunday, do one of the favorites. Who is the king of the jungle? Can we do that, guys? Okay. Okay, you guys, go with Mark and Dave. Yeah. Come over here, guys. Come on over here. Come on. Okay, don't go away yet, guys. Don't go away yet. Don't go away yet. We want to do one more thing. So as you guys have probably heard, today we're doing worship through prayer. And I know that it's going to be a little different service for us, but we got to start off right, and we need to pray over the future. And so we need to be praying for our children, for our youth, for their parents. Yes. We need to be praying for their spiritual welfare. We need to pray that they will know the Lord. And as we're looking in Scripture, we see in Psalms 127, 3 through 5, say, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hand. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Guys, we've got some in our church. We've got a quiver full. We need to be praying and pouring over them. Proverbs 22:6 says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And Isaiah 54:13, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. So we're gonna pray for our kids today, guys. And like Mark and Diana, come with them. And Corey, will you come pray for the kids for us today? And Courtney, will you come up here too? And Mary's not here. Cheryl, will you come pray with them? Any other kids, leaders that we have downstairs, if you guys will just come up here and pray with our kids for us, please.
Say, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all these children that you bring into this place each and every Sunday. Lord, we thank you for their talents that they're going to bring to us later on, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and every individual person here. They all definitely brighten the day. Lord, we just ask for your hand of protection over these children to continue following you, Lord. Lord, help the leaders that are taking the responsibility, just like Mark and Diana did, and we thank them so much for it. Lord, we just ask for the same kind of Godsend through us that Mark and Diana had to these children. Help us to give them the guidance that they need. And Lord, we thank you each and every day for the start that Mark and Diana did for this. They've built these kids up amazingly. And Lord, we thank you for this. And we just ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. And guys, we're going to do another song, but you get to do that song down there in your seats. We're going to sing Good, Good Father here in just a second. What a great, great opportunity today to be together as a family of faith, together in worship. And these kids, they've been learning how to worship. I mean, I was thinking back to Gordon Lance. He said, we need to teach these kids what it is to pray. And he circled them up and started praying with them. And then Mark and Diana became the new leaders, and they kept that going. And just filling their ministry with the prayer of these children. And I mean, they didn't just pray about their you know, uncle's pet hamster. They didn't do that. They prayed about some pretty important, they did that too. But they prayed about some pretty important stuff as well.
As we go into our first song, we're going to be singing Good, Good Father. Kids, yay! I want to share with you a couple scriptures that kind of lead into this. First is Romans 8, verse 15 through 17. I really like the way that the Amplified version says it. So it's going to be a little different than what's on your screen, but it says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading again to fear of God's judgment, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance. If indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. In Galatians 4, 6 through 7 says, and because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Let's pray, and then we'll sing this song, okay? God, I just want to thank you for our children. Thank you that you are a good father to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place right now. We pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to what it is that your Spirit has for us today. God, may we experience you in a new way and see that you truly are this good father.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answer. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us.
Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me dear.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you guys know that God is identified as our Father 265 times in Scripture?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Somebody counted that.
It wasn't me. Just to be clear. You guys, our Father is good, and He is alive. And He wants to know us and for us to know Him intimately. Is there anyone who can testify the goodness of God today? Anybody have a testimony about how good He is?
We were coming back from up north yesterday, coming down 75, and we had a flat tire. And I got the truck jacked up and the lug nuts all off, but the tire wouldn't come off. And I'm out there beating on it with a 4-foot piece of 2x4, because that's all I had, and it still wouldn't come off. And God sent along a guy that says, I'll take care of that for you for $20. And I says, you're on. So God was taking care of us even when we were just out there having fun.
Sent some angel with a sledgehammer. Better be careful, folks. God's so good, he'll send you an angel with a sledgehammer. Some of you might need something more than that. I don't know.
Someone else. You guys, I know that God is working. And if he's not, then we need to do some more time in Scripture and time on our knees. Let's do Tasha, then Gail.
It was actually Thursday night, and Andrea and I were having prayer group, and it turned out to be just us. And so we're discussing everything that's going on in our lives, and Andrea just looked at me, and she goes, you know, I just think that we need to pray. And so we started to pray, and we just got down on our knees, and we just started humbling ourselves before God and just pouring out ourselves. And the Holy Spirit just did something that was pretty amazing, and I still don't understand it, but he took our weak and our small praises and prayers and supplications, and he made them something amazing. And he just keeps on surprising me with what he can do with our weak offerings and our weak praises. He just makes them into something that can glorify him and praise him. And I thank God for my friend, and I thank God for that night that he really just refreshed me.
Nice.
In the last couple of weeks, God has given me the opportunity to pray over one of the new believers at our church. She's having physical problems, spiritual problems. And she just sobbed and sobbed and said, I just don't know what God wants me to do. So we talked and prayed. And my boss is an atheist. Well, he's not even my boss anymore. One of the other girls and I were able to talk to him about the road to salvation. He didn't accept, but he said, thank you.
Praise God. And don't speak right into that microphone, okay? Just hold it down below. There you go.
I just have a great thing to say. When we were talking to Judy, she said that it was a godsend that someone called her because she knew someone was going to call her. Wow. So that's just so wonderful.
As a prayer call this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, that was really interesting, too, because we were done with our prayer list, and Phil said, I think we should call Judy Utz. And we called her, and she said, I was just praying. I just needed more prayer.
God is good, and sometimes we don't get our answers the way we want to get them or when we want them. But I have a rock at my job that I start walking around it and praying, and then I find myself laying on it. And the last couple weeks, I've always prayed for my family, but it's been more fervent and more powerful. And it seems like sometimes the more we pray for something, the worst is going to come first. It's like, God, did you not hear me?
Well, he heard you. So did the enemy.
But you know, at night, in the last couple of nights, I've just laid in bed and cried before him for my family, and just ask for, it seems like for so much, but to him it's not too much. But all families have something. We all have good, we all have bad, we all have situations that happen, and God's good. And little by little, even in the midst of the terrible storms, I'm seeing him working it out. Because he has to go through a lot of our garbage, because we have to see it first. I mean, he's going to show us first. I mean, sometimes we just don't see it. Yeah. We're like so much into the stuff that's going on that we forget to look and say, oh, wait, me. You know, what can I do different? But he's working. But just not as fast as sometimes I want, you know. It gets kind of hard. But I see him working, but you got to go through the garbage to get to the good stuff. It's really cool to watch it unfold as well as unnerving because I want it to go faster. But he's good, and it's all in his timing. And if you think about me or somebody that in my family, just say bless them. Ask God's blessings. Yeah. And I think the prayer is powerful.
Yes, it is.
And he will answer, just not the way we think it should be done.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, though, to watch.
You know, I'm just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by God's goodness. Yeah. Who is God? Who is God? We see in the scriptures that he is our Abba Father. He is Yahweh. He is Prince of Peace. He's our healer. He's a rock. He is almighty. He is master, a savior, a friend. He's our lover. You guys, he is so worthy of our praise. And we're told that if we're not crying out to him, that the rocks are going to sing out. And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to let the rocks take my job. I am here to praise God and give him all the honor and the glory. In this moment, we're going to sing Jesus' name above all names. And it does. It just lists all of the names that we have for him. Not all of them. It's not an exclusive list. But I just want you to, whether you're at home, in your pew, where, however you need to be, connect with God and just praise him.
Jesus, name.
want to dwell in us. God, thank you for revealing yourself to us today. We love you. So why is God worthy of our praise? Aside from all that he is and all who he is already. God provides and is attuned to our needs. We see in Matthew 10 that God cares even for the little sparrows, but how much more he cares for his children. It says in Matthew 10, 29 through 31, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Not only does he provide for us, but he is loving, he's accepting, and he embraces us. We see this displayed in the parable of the lost son, that the father embraces not only the prodigal son, but the older brother as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 31 through 32, and he said, son, you have always been with me. He's talking to the older son at this point. And all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found. And finally, God pursues us. Whether or not you want him to, God is pursuing you.
Yes.
And we see this in the parable of the lost sheep. Luke 15, 4 through 6 says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that's lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. As he goes after every single one of us, every single one of us lost sheep, pursuing us to have relationship with him. And he doesn't ever get tired of looking for us. So now that we know who God is, let's understand what our attitude toward God should be. Hearing how he provides for us, embraces us, pursues us, how does that make you feel? Someone, give me an answer. Shout it out. How do you feel right now? Wanted. Peace. Loved.
Humble. Humble.
God deserves our reverence. He deserves our praise, our honor, our time, and our entire lives. Can we just take a moment and just spend a moment with God to simply worship him, who he is, and humble ourselves before him? God, you are power. And I'm so unworthy of your love, but you love me anyways. God, thank you for sending your son for us. Thank you for desiring to know us and for us to know you. God, I know that we need to be praising you, glorifying the name of Jesus. We need to exalt you, rejoice in you. God, how I love you. Thank you for all you do. God, help me to trust you. Hope in the name of Jesus. God, may I always fear you and your mightiness. God, help us to declare who you are, that we would live so that others would know you. And as as we bow before you, God, we believe in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to confess it, and we're going to preach it, and God, we will continue to pray in the name of Jesus. It is so powerful. Amen. You guys stand and join us for this song.
Were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus.
You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought
death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Oh God, you are power. Oh. Find
myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak, would you pour down my grave, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. That I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
I had this experience this week where God took the time to talk to me. Guys, the last month or a little more have been so hard for my family, for my life group, for your church here. And when I prayed this, my spirit loves songs, okay? So these songs will come and they will speak to me. And in this moment, that song we just sang, Word of God Speak, was a song that came to my mind. And that final phrase, that beginning phrase, is the same thing. I'm finding myself at a loss for words because I just didn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And the second line is, and the funny thing is okay, God told me, interrupted that song and said, it's okay. I'm here. I've got you. And I have big things in store. You just have to claim my power. Guys, God's power is alive today. Yes. I'm here before you to tell you this. Yes. And if we're not willing to claim that power, then it's for naught. We're not doing our part. As I'm studying, looking to what we're going to talk about today, just more and more and more and more scriptures kept coming to me. And it's to the point one day, I think it was Monday this week, I just threw my hands up and just started laughing, going, what am I supposed to do with this? There's so much here. And I want to tell you about my God. That's what I want to do. So I'm going to read this to you. It's a little bit lengthy, so bear with me. My God, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, and I will exalt him. I will exalt him who is able to do far more abundantly than all. I will exalt him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. It's good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Remember, as our Lord waits for, as our soul waits for the Lord, he is our help and our shield. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that the power belongs to God. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit and of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved is the power of God.
Yes.
So do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. God loves those who love him, and those who seek him diligently will find him. If you abide in Christ and his words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. For it is God who works in me to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, so you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Mm-hmm. With man, this is impossible. But let me tell you, with God, all things are possible. God has given us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. God's grace is sufficient for me, for his power is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This God is my strong refuge, and he has made my way blameless. God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. And what is the immeasurable greatness in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. The gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy.
Word of God speak.
That is all straight from your Bible, friends.
Word of God speak.
God is power. And we have that power in us through the Holy Spirit. Today, I want us to claim God's power in faith through prayer together. Guys, we are in a war. If you haven't noticed it yet, it is raging right now. It is time for us to get on our knees and claim the power of Jesus in our lives, in our church, in our city, in our nation.
Yes.
It's time for us to rise up and further the kingdom of God for the one, the only one, who is worthy of it all.
Amen. Yes.
1 John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything mm-hmm. according to his will, he hears us." I want us to focus on four things today. I want us to pray for God to deliver us. Mm. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? We see in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, or adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers, or will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But... you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And for 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God is powerful enough to deliver us from whatever it may be. Whether it's the unforgiveness in your heart, whether it's an addiction, whether it's simply not wanting to spend time with him, God can deliver us from it.
Yes.
And he will help us. He will help us. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, the weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. We're in that war, guys. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. He tells us this in Psalms 34. And Isaiah 43:1, but now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, and you are mine. God will help us. And God will heal us, you guys. He'll heal your broken heart. He'll heal your physical. James 5:14-15 says, is anyone among you sick? And he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven. Do you believe in that power, guys?
Yes.
We have to claim this power. And lastly, God will unify us. 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tenderhearted and keep a humble attitude. Romans 15:5 says, may God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for the followers of Christ Jesus. I want to invite you guys to some minutes of prayer here.
There was a devotional yesterday. It said about the power of prayer, and it, just what you had read, Andrea, is the same thing. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And it's a, I can't pronounce the lady's last name, but her first name is Virginia, and she said, let's see, my late husband Jack and I were in the ministry for more than 50 years. The passage from James was one of his favorites. I vividly remember a situation when one of our members of the church where we were pastoring was very ill. I'm having trouble seeing this. And told that he might not live. His family put those words into action and asked that the elders and the pastor come and anoint him with oil and pray for him. We gathered together around this dear brother and forever in prayer. He spent time in the hospital, and eventually he became well. We can have confidence that our prayers are heard and answered, no matter what we need or face. We have Christ. This we must practice, surround, and empower all that we do with prayer. It is never to be an afterthought. Rather, it must be our first thought, our practical action, and our primary plan. And they have a question on the bottom here. It says, how can you put prayer first above all situations?
Thanks, Kathy.
And I forgot to tell the people last week that I went to see Dr. Carter the previous Wednesday for my eyes again. And he told me that my eyes were still doing good.
Right. Healing.
Thank you for sharing that, Kathy.
Kathy, I'd like to pray for you. Y'all would join me in that in agreement and prayer. God, we know that you can deliver us. We know, God, that you can help us, that you can heal us, and you can unify us. Lord, this morning, we come before you with our sister. We ask, Lord, that Kathy would be fully free in the name of Jesus, from the memories, from the anxieties, from the hurts, from the wounds, from the uncertainty that she had. God, you have been her certainty all of these years. You have brought her through hard times, difficult times, times of confusion, and you have given her peace, and you have given her hope. You have given her a family. God, we thank you for that. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you praise today that Kathy has been bold to tell us that she has been wounded, and Lord, today she is healed in the name of Jesus. She is healed in the deepest places of her life. All these years she's prayed. May God today be the day that she receives the fullness of your healing. And we pray this and we claim this by the power of the name of Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As we continue, guys, let's spend some time praying for each other. If you are comfortable with it and want to get together with 2, 3, 4 people, mm-hmm. Let's spend some time together praying for deliverance, praying for God's help, praying for healing. And then when we're done, I'd like us all to gather together and pray for unity. Yes. So let's spend some time in prayer. Mike's going to play a song for us.
Maybe there's something in your life that you know is broken. Maybe there's something in your life that you know needs healing. Be willing to share that with someone today. Or at least say, would you pray for me? Go to the Lord in prayer.
if you guys don't mind, let's gather together. And let's pray for unity for our church, for the kingdom of God. You guys just want to gather around. We can fill up this whole front area. You can. Just you don't want anyone to touch you.
Circle. Just circle around.
Go out. Yeah, we can go
down
through
the aisle
here.
And.
Yep, just through the pews here. We can just circle right through here.
Yes, God, thank you.
God is so good, guys. Let's pray together. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you speak life into us. Mm-hmm. You that want us. You want to know us intimately, and you desire us. God, you are so good, and we just want to see you glorified, yes. God. God, we want to see you lifted up. God, my prayer this morning is that everything that is here is lifting praises to you, God, that you are looking down and you are pleased with us. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this place again. I pray right now that you will unify us, that we will become a strong wall in the battlefield for you. God, that we will not be broken, that we cannot be shaken. God, you are power. Help us to claim that power in the name of Jesus today. And then we can go forward claiming how great is our God. Look what he's brought us through. God, I pray for the hearts of your people. May we be broken. Broken in ways that we've never experienced before, so we can do your works, so we can act as your hands and feet.
Yes, God. Yes.
God, as we move forward, I pray that you will just guide us. God, your church, New Horizons, your church, the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
God, give us a boldness that we've not had. Give us a boldness for you. God, thank you for your presence here today. Thank you that we don't have to live in fear, and thank you that you are our helper and our healer. And you deliver us. Unify us today, God. We love you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, let's sing How Great God Is together, okay?
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
In age to age he stands, in time the end, beginning and the end.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great.
How great is
you are great, and we praise you today. Go and be with us as we go forward this week. Let us always remember your power and claim it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being here, and I'll be watching on Facebook Live all month long.